Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Joining us this morning is Singabako Nkumalo, who is a spokesperson for Correctional Services. Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning and thank you for having us.
It's a great pleasure. So the question that everybody seems to be asking is, will Jacob Zuma be treated like all other prisoners?
Yes, he is being treated like all other inmates.
So what does that mean? I mean, is there no dispensation for somebody being an ex-head of state for maybe big concerns around his security and things like that?
The state has a duty to protect all inmates under its care and also to respond to their special needs. So just like all other inmates, Mr. Zuma deserves the same as well as a citizen of this country. So it is our responsibility to ensure that, one, he's treated like other inmates, but also his safety is not compromised, and also responding to the needs that we may have identified during the assessment.
Whereas, in theory, that's absolutely right. The reality is that most people coming across a former head of state, no matter whether they're guilty of a crime or not, we would behave a little bit differently. We would behave with a little bit more reverence. I know that I would. Is that a concern or within the system or not really?
No, the one thing which becomes critical is the issue of safety for that person. How safe is that person, one, against other inmates or whatever forces that may also want to come into that space and cause a disturbance. Hence, then, it's important that we take care of that, so, but also treat that person equally without encroaching in his or her rights, you know, as a human being, as a strength in our constitution. So we are doing, you know, the best that we can to ensure that at least his fundamental rights and what is crunched upon, and also to make it a point that he is treated in a humane manner, just like all other inmates. So other things we are not so worried about. It's only the issue of safety, which we must make it a point that at no point he finds himself vulnerable.
Right. And in terms of the current situation where we've got riots, we've got looting happening outside, all in the name of his freedom, does that put an extra pressure on the correctional services in terms of his safety, in terms of the, on the one side, but then also in the potential that he is coordinating some of this from within the system?
We have sufficient resources. In our centers, but even if there's a need to deploy more, we have that flexibility to draw in from even other facilities which may not be under pressure, where perhaps the inmate population is way too small, then at least you can then move around, you know, resources to beef up in those centers where you are feeling a pressure, especially in the metros. That's where you don't encounter overcrowding and more case load. Therefore, that's how we've been managing it, so that at no point the system finds itself vulnerable.
And that, of course, is the concern, is that the same level of violence, for example, outside the system, can be transferred to within.
No, as a department, the issue is very critical, and we must always be alive to any developments happening, and also making a point that wherever inmates are, at least they can get that form of comfort. And whenever we pick up that there could be threats or risk, we need to respond to that.
And that's where we leave it. Singabako Nkumalo, spokesperson for Correctional Services, speaking to us about Jacob Zuma's treatment behind bars.